Hey, my name is Caleb, and it's time for Spirit Stories. You live in a physical world, but the spiritual world, it's just as real, and it's all around you. And good news, despite what the movies might try to sell you, you don't have to be afraid of it. Spirit Stories is a storytelling podcast where everyday people share their close encounters with the spiritual. Because when we engage the spirit realm alongside God, He uses it to grow and strengthen our faith. And thankfully, you don't have to just take my word on that. So you're going about your day, everything's fine, everything's normal, and then on a dime, things shift. Get that pit in your stomach. You're suddenly in danger. That happened to my friend Daniel in a very interesting place with an amazing outcome.
Hey, my name is Daniel, and this is my spirit story. I've been doing mission work and mission traveling for almost 12 years. I've probably racked over 50 mission trips. And it's been just one after another, just amazing experiences. I have seen the Spirit of God not only transform people, but protect people. And I remember a story in the highlands of Guatemala. We were with a children's ministry mission work that we were doing with a church up in Tejutla, Guatemala. And we were installing solar panels in this school. And so we were waiting for a welder to come in because we needed to secure some metal poles on top of the roof so we can attach the panels. It was one of these transient villages where people just came and went. And so it's raining. It's our second day of work. The welder can't find his way to where the project was. And so myself and this other gentleman just thought, hey, we'll go find him. But it's like pouring rain. It's like nobody's on the streets. And we decide to venture into this small village. And we go to the outskirts of it because we figured from what they told us, that's where the bus would have dropped them off. We decide to venture out there to find this guy. And we find ourselves along this really long stretch of road with no houses around. These two guys come out of the, what would be like a forest part of the road. Everything in my gut was saying, this is bad news. Like, this is bad news. They don't seem like they want to be friendly. And they're walking towards us. Here we are, two foreigners, two tourists. And these guys just have this appearance that there's nothing good about to happen. And so my gut begins to just say, run. All of a sudden, I just confess to my friend, hey, listen, I just don't have a good sense about this. He just says, well, in the name of Jesus, we just want protection right now. And the minute he said that, these two guys changed their path, changed their composture, and went across the road and just stood there while we continued to walk. And as we walked, they just barked at us. It wasn't like they screamed at us or called to us. They literally took this position of like dogs barking at you when you're passing by, and they just barked. And so we made it along the path. I don't know where they went, but we turned around and just came back to town. They disappeared by the time we walked back. But to this day, I the thing that sticks out is the minute my friend said, in the name of Jesus Christ, just protect us. These two grown men just literally were removed from our path and did something completely absurd. I know that it was in the name of Jesus that came out of his mouth that changed what happened next. The power of Jesus is in his name. And proclaiming his name to me, I've seen how it has protected me. And so I thank God that I can call out his name even in times where I feel scared, when I'm afraid. And I trust that he will protect me. Because many, many times he has revealed that to me.
Daniel, thanks so much for sharing your story with us. Hey, look, Daniel's got some awesome stories. I think we might bring him back in the future. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you have questions about the podcast, we would love to hear those. Interact with us over email, podcasts@crossroads.net. And we understand that some of the stories in this series can be upsetting or can leave you with questions that are difficult to answer. If you have an immediate need, we are here for that too. You can reach out to the concierge service at Crossroads Church via email, hello@crossroads.net. Leave your name, your question or concern, and if you'd rather have a call back than an email, leave a number where we can reach you. Someone will be in touch shortly. Spirit Storage is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.